invite Grace Gary to come up. Ah, she's out. She's going to be offering her sermon today on a very special experience she had this summer. Please be seated.
If you want to change the world, follow Jesus. This was one of the main points of Presiding Bishop Curry's sermon during opening worship for EYE, the Episcopal Youth Event. EYE happens every 3 years, meaning most of us only have one chance to attend, as it's only for high schoolers. It's a chance for Episcopalian youths from around the world, but mostly the United States, to come together to grow in our faith, meet other teenagers similar to us, and to just have fun. This year, EYE was at the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma. I went into the event with a very vague idea of what I would be doing, only having heard previous attendees declare how amazing and life-changing EYE is. As soon as I stepped off the bus that had taken us from the airport to the campus for the event, I knew they were right. Welcomed by the planning committee, the youth who run and plan the event, who are clothed in bright green EYE shirts and rainbow tutus, I knew I was in for a fun time. Each group that got off the bus seemed to be mumbling amongst one another about their excitement for the weekend. My group in particular was absolutely exhausted from traveling, but soon perked up at the thought of food, and the fun began. The theme for this year's EYE was Pathway to Peace, inspired by the Gospel of Matthew, which says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God." Before I get deep into the message of EYE, I want to explain what it entails now that I have attended. 2 days are comprised of plenary, which are similar to TED Talks, and praxis sessions, which are workshops. The other day was Oklahoma Day, which was comprised of one-hour segments of a wide variety of the museums Oklahoma City had to offer, a festival together in the streets of Oklahoma City, and visits to the Oklahoma City Bombing Memorial and Museum. Surrounded by all of these activities is free time to meet new people and play games, as well as the liveliest worship sessions I have ever attended. With 1,500 excited teens and chaperones stuffed in one big room, it's easy to feel enthusiastic. With a large stage in the front of the room, there was always music playing in our worship and large gathering space. As the different dioceses filled in, you could see all of their matching shirts, like color blocking, except in a crowd of people. Each worship or prayer session had lots of upbeat music, this year including music in Spanish. There's clapping at particularly moving points in the sermons, and conga lines are so common it's easy to forget you're in church. To explain to you how immense the energy is, I leave you with this. Presiding Bishop Curry blew out his microphone halfway through his sermon because he was so invigorated. The first plenary session was from people who had experienced the Oklahoma City bombing in some form. We had 3 speakers, but the one I remember most is named Melissa Houston, who is a survivor of the bomb, which went off while she was at work. She shared with us her memory of that day, and afterwards shared the emotional and spiritual aftermath of the event. She shared that, and I quote, "She entered the darkest place that anyone could ever go." She tearfully expressed, "I had no hope. I had no faith. I didn't even really want to be alive." She continued that, in an emotional meeting with a Catholic priest, she shared to him she had no faith and no desire to go to church. The priest responded that he had enough faith for the two of them, and that while he was unsure how long it would take, God would find a way back into her heart. And he did. That's something to aspire to. To have enough faith that even in the darkest of times, whether it be for you or for a loved one, that you know God is still there for you, even if you do not believe at that moment. EYE had encouraged us to be peacemakers going forward, and what better place to start than understanding the damage a terror attack could strike on a person and their city. The following day was concluded with Compline at the bombing memorial. Compline is a time to thank God for the amazing blessings that day had brought up, and ease off for the rest of the day. To paint the picture for you, there are 2 buildings facing each other, each with the time that the building was bombed, 9:01 and 9:03 respectively. In the middle was a reflective pool, and on one side of that pool was a chair for each victim of the bombing, with smaller chairs for victims that were children, and they are all illuminated at night. Walking in to begin Compline for the day, we were singing together. Swaying together, each one of us with candle glow sticks, we worship together. How amazing it is to celebrate life together at a place where life was so quickly taken from others. One of my close friends from our diocese, Maggie, who did the youth leadership program with me, and I talked together at the closing of Compline when waiting for our bus to be called. We had a talk overlooking the memorial, discussing how there was no doubt in our minds at that moment that God is real. God had brought us all together and given us this magical feeling and renewed faith. Something so moving, so deeply spiritual, as worshiping for love and acceptance together with 1,500 Episcopalian youths just like me, solidified my faith. Continuing with the theme of peace and peacemakers during Compline, the Bishop of Oklahoma, Bishop Ed, preached a message of love and acceptance, regardless of appearance, orientation, or otherwise. In his sermon, Bishop Ed said to us, and I quote, "If, when you meet someone, instead of judging, you look deep into their eyes and see Jesus Christ, you are on the pathway to peace." This, to me, means not judging a book by its cover, but instead looking deep into someone's heart. It means not judging people, even if every single thing in your life and your opinions are different. It's about acceptance and love. Think about how different the world could be if we, as Christians and Episcopalians, wouldn't judge one another, but instead would see the light of God and Jesus within one another and move from there. We, at this moment in time, were all one big person, all children of God. We see this in the gospel today, that we, who are many, are one in the body of Christ. We came to this event from all over the U.S., some people from Europe and some from Central America. We are all different in this sense, but we are all connected by one common thread as children of God. It's important to realize that regardless of how different we all may be, we are all one big part of God's kingdom. Yes, this is significantly easier to do when you all come together and experience the exact same thing for 5 days, but it should apply to the rest of our lives as we lead the way as peacemakers and people of faith. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven." It can be particularly difficult in today's world to have faith in general. Particularly as a teenager, it can be very difficult to have faith, and even more difficult to express that faith. It's easy to feel alone, to feel uncomfortable talking about your faith. I personally have always struggled with the idea of expressing my faith. It's too easy to fear being labeled as strange. I've only ever really talked about my faith and my beliefs with my friends from the diocese when we were doing classes together on Sundays or on retreats. EYE restored something in me in this sense. Just the community of coming together to worship makes you realize not only are you not alone, but you are surrounded by people who are going through the same thing as you are in your faith journey. I have never talked about church and my faith more than I have after EYE. That doesn't mean I spend every second of my life discussing it, but it's certainly a larger part of who I am. I pray more, I remember to do my devotionals more often, and I'm more open with my faith in general. As we heard today in the Gospel of Matthew, it's important to have faith in Jesus who is Christ and to believe that there's a Father in heaven. The belief that there's a greater being, someone to go to with issues you feel you cannot control or express to others around you, or simply to thank for the amazing blessings you had received, really makes life easier. When everything gets incredibly tough and all I want to do is give up, I just give it up to God. If you trust that God is there for you and watching over you, He will take care of you. It's particularly difficult without physical proof to have faith, but I can see God through people, relationships, and experiences. Through these relationships with people I have made at EYE and the experience I had there, I have a renewed faith that there's a God in heaven. Again, in the readings today, we ask God to encourage us to have strength in our souls, give thanks with our whole heart, and worship for love and truth. No psalm would better sum up my experience at EYE. I flew home from Oklahoma on about 4 hours of sleep, having stayed up to have last moment bonding with the diocese before we dispersed into Maryland, still feeling rejuvenated. I have never had greater strength in my faith and in my soul than I did after EYE, regardless of being absolutely exhausted. We are sent forth from closing worship, being called to spread the message of love and to worship inclusively, as the psalm says, to worship for love and truth. It's easy to thank God for the amazing things this experience had brought, for the renewed faith, new connections with Episcopalian youth like me, and amazing and inspiring experiences. From the humbling Compline at the bombing memorial, to playing games with my roommate, to workshops, to conga lines during worship, I had a lot to thank God for. It's easy to be on this high after coming off of EYE, but something I will take away from the experience is that we need to thank God every day, pray for strength in our souls, and worship for love, even on the worst days of our lives. Even and especially when we're down, it's important to continue to thank God and to continue to grow in our faith. The last workshop that I participated in at EYE was entitled How to Take EYE Home. The magic that I felt at EYE and the knowledge that I had gained was something that I wanted to spread to as many people as possible. In this workshop, we were given Post-its and were asked to write our answers to 7 different questions down and post them among the other notes on the walls. Here are some of the things that others in my workshop shared when asked why they chose to attend this workshop. I never want to lose the feeling of EYE. To find more ways to spread the word. And lastly, I'm so inspired by the love of God at EYE and all of the amazing ideas and opportunities that have been brought about by plenary, praxis, and worship, and I want to employ them at home. That was my post-it. In case you haven't been able to tell from the rest of my sermon, I'll state it bluntly now. EYE changed my life. I've met people I wouldn't have met otherwise, greatly strengthened my relationships with the people in my own diocese, and have renewed strength in my faith. The continued message of acceptance and raising the next group of peacemakers is essential in today's world. As Bishop Curry said, if you want to change the world, follow Jesus. And that is what we are all doing at the Episcopal Youth Event. Amen.